Not drunk at all.
Welcome to Sum Sum, where a millennial and a Gen Z scroll so you don't have to. I am Freddy.
And I am Leah. We are two people who actually work in social media. And in these short weekly episodes, we break down the latest trends so you can stay in the loop without living online 24/7.
It's for anyone who works in social media, for marketeers who need to stay up to date, for brands who want to know what's trending, and for you, if you don't have time to scroll all day. So Leah, what are we talking about today?
So our three big trends today are Group 7, Louvre Heist.
So did you do it?
Who knows? Nobody knows. How would they know? And finally, our third trend is called Take It.
Take It. All right.
Yes.
Group 7.
Group 7. What happened to group 1, 2, 6? Right. So our first trend started out as a little experiment by artist Sophia James on TikTok last week. So it's very recent. She posted 7 videos using one of her songs to understand which video reaches the most people and gets the most engagement.
Okay.
By the 4th post, the creator then began labeling the videos by group numbers, saying that if viewers were seeing the video, they were in group 4, for example.
Okay.
So people started identifying themselves based on the group number of the video that appeared on their For You page first. And after 6 posts, her 7th video went viral, which the internet now knows as Group 7. Suddenly, many people started posting videos about them being part of Group 7, which left many other people that did not have the original video by the creator on their For You page very confused, including me, to be honest. And of course, everyone wanted to be part of this, despite, like, what is this about? So this just kind of Group 7 turned into an exclusive member club that's kind of could be seen as maybe the cool kids of TikTok. And everybody who did not have that video on their For You page is not part of it. And changing group is not possible. But yeah, that's the first trend. And many creators are now posting videos about how they're part of Group 7 and how cool it is to be part of Group 7 and maybe what the requirements are to be of group, like to be part of Group 7. And everybody else feels excluded.
So it's, I mean, it's social media, how memes and social media trends work in a nutshell, right? Yep. We are part of something that other people are not, and therefore we are the cool ones, the trendy ones, the whatever ones.
Yes.
And do I understand it right that the Group 7 trend is now all about defining what Group 7 is?
Yeah, I think that is part of it. But see, the thing is, it is actually clear. It's just like to people who are informed, it is just randomly based on the video that people saw.
Yeah.
So there is like the only requirement to be part of Group 7 is that you saw the original video on your For You page so that the algorithm brought this video to you. And people who saw this video are now feeling like they're better than others, kind of, you know? Like they're making videos like they're better than other people and they're the cool kids. And I guess, so it, you could, like, maybe some videos there's also out there where people are defining kind of what Group 7 is, but not in a way that you could still join Group 7 if you are these, like if you're like doing these things. It's just based on the very original video.
Yes, and it's, I mean, it's a video that went viral, and so there's still the possibility that you see it in your feed, right?
I guess. But I think if you only see it later on, I'm not sure. Actually, that's a good question. Because, you know, my first introduction to this trend was through another creator who said, oh, Group 7 something, you know, I'm part of Group 7. So I'm not sure if now I get the video, can I be part of Group 7 or no? Because my first introduction to it was through another video.
Because that's, I mean, what we are trying to think about is how can these trends, these topics be used for our dear listeners. Hello out there, dear listeners.
Yes.
Right? So, of course, the immediate thought I had was, is it possible to work on my algorithm in a way that I can become part of Group 7, that this still trending viral video will appear in my feed if I make the right choices, for example.
I understand what you're saying, but I actually don't think that this is truly possible. Many people would feel very offended if you just call yourself Group 7. Well, if you get it on your For You page, maybe. But like, you know, like joining in later is kind of maybe not seen as a good thing. However, though, what brands would be doing now, since, yes, we're talking about how this could be used in other content, is Group 7 goes and gets their latte from wherever, you know? So, again, it's kind of like, oh, cool kids do this. And since so many people actually have seen the Group 7 video, because that was the one that went viral, many people are part of it. And you would kind of use it as a like, oh, Group 7 does this. And Group 7 is like, you know.
Yeah, I get it. It's so interesting. It's this made up group, target group, basically. It's this club that where there's nothing behind it. It's not like they are all interested in, I don't know, sneakers or whatever.
True.
And you can actually now talk to this group. It's a, like a synonym, like the same word, this a different word with the same meaning for the cool kids, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The cool people get, their latte from our shop or whatever.
Yes.
Or, I mean, maybe what I could think about is, hey, we spotted a Group 7 member in our shop today. Or, I don't know, fashion choices for Group 7 people, right?
I think so exactly that's the kind of direction this trend will lead into. I think at first it's like super complex to understand, but the point is kind of, you cannot like it, there is not much to understand. It's just a random video and people are randomly now saying that they're part of this Group 7, not randomly, like if they had it on their For You page, like we said, but there is no big meaning behind it. There is nothing that actually, like you said, classifies these people together. It's very bizarre, I would say, actually.
Yeah. And actually, I think this is the confusing part, right? That there is not too much to understand about it. It's just there is this Group 7 club.
Yeah.
However, this term of people who are in Group 7 and what are they? They just feel a little more exclusive than the other people. And why? Because they saw a random video that went viral.
Yes.
That started out as a testing thing.
Yeah. And I would actually say it's probably the biggest trend right now. Like, it's huge. So it's not like a little niche trend. This is actually huge. And that's why it's so funny and so interesting. And I think we will continue to see some, you know, videos that pick this up. Maybe
group
not
seven
just
content.
Yeah, Group 7 content, I would say, will continue to be for the next few days, weeks, actually pretty relevant and could definitely help you be seen as a cooler brand or cool content creator that is like in touch with what's happening on social media.
Yeah, that's on time, up to date, everything. I guess, I mean, of course, we will repost examples on our Insta, samsam.podcast. Follow, like, and look at the reposts, of course. But what I was, just quickly, let's talk about what should Group 7 content or content for Group 7, what does it have to be? I guess it has to be like exclusive sounding, right? It has to be like a little... How would you say, like, not normal, but a little special, or at least you should say it's special. You know, it's not your plain old cappuccino, but your Group 7 cappuccino, which is better because it's for Group 7 people, right?
I think the word better is probably key here. It's something that you kind of like you said, it's it could be swapped with cool kids. And so the cool kids do this. The better and people do this.
Yeah. And dear listeners, please do not use the term cool kids because no. That sounds like to talk about substance abuse or something. Hey, cool kids, don't do this. but yeah, okay, I get it. So it's basically you, I don't know, you're cooking a recipe saying, hey, do you know your plain old spaghetti? Now guess what? I made a recipe for group 7 spaghetti, which is better.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You could use it just in all various ways. I feel like for the recipes, yeah, you could be like, oh, group 7 eats pasta with planted chicken this week, you know? I feel like that's the direction it's probably going to go into. Versus so far, most videos were just like, oh, I am part of group 7. And now I guess this will continue to be like this member club.
And it's really like a very big playing field for you, dear content creators, because again, this group, as I understand it, is not really defined. So yes. You can fill it up with whatever you think is suitable for group 7 people, for
yes.
cool people. That's great. Yes. I love this trend because it's so social media in a nutshell. It's so made up. Something random came out of a testing. And now we have a trend where we can, or you can use it to get relevant, to stay relevant.
Yes.
Whatever.
I love it too. I do, really. Even though I was not part of group 7 and I do feel slightly excluded. My For You page let me down, but it's okay. I still love the trend itself. Speaking of bizarre.
Okay. I would have said, talking about special groups.
Special groups, okay. Yeah, same. Or talking about social media in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our second trend. Because secondly, of course, a big and bizarre event like the Louvre Museum robbery will go viral on TikTok. Because our generation is just very unserious, if I may say so. So very soon after the robbery, which I think you all know what I'm talking about and I don't need to explain, videos started popping up that can now be called the Louvre heist trend. And in these videos, creators are dressing up in construction vests, just like the thieves, and are obviously poking fun at the event by filming themselves creating comedic videos like them acting like they're on their way to commit a robbery, using props like scooters or walking in a very like sneaky way with bold text layovers that say, for example, POV on the way to the Louvre, or outfit checks, videos with texts like outfits I'd wear to rob the Louvre. So also, if you're in on the lookout for a last minute Halloween costume, that also just might be it. And yeah, that's our second trend. I don't know, Freddie, if you have seen it.
Louvre heist, of course I have seen it. And it's like really big. It's again, not a trend where you do one specific thing, but it's a topic you use to create content, right? And I saw so many posts, so much content created about. I mean, there was, for example, this one guy, I guess he's a bouncer for one nightclub in Berlin. And he said, what if a Berlin bouncer... were at the Louvre when the heist was happening. And he, you know, with this very deadpan Berlin, no bullshit tone, would have, of course, told them to get out of here and look at your outfit. You look ridiculous. What? This is like not a real robber, as he would say it, because he's like Berlin, va? And this was like stuff like this is great. Before we talk about inspiration for our listeners, I wanted to point out one thing because I actually saw... a video with the... So, first of all, there is this great thing that went viral because the thieves used this platform thingy.
Yes,
this
crane, exactly. This construction
thingy. Like lift, exactly. They used a lift to enter the Louvre.
Yes.
And it's a German company.
Yes.
And they used this picture of this lift in front of the Louvre with a line that said, if you need to get stuff done quickly, I think
Yeah, this, exactly.
Was this line.
Yeah, I saw that too.
This was great, went viral. Again, it's like a B2B construction company. So it's not like they don't have like a real big social media. Not a real big social media. But this went absolutely viral. And yeah. I actually saw an interview with the boss of this company, because it's not a big company. It's like really they just knew it's one of their lifts because they have like this special way to build them. And they used this. And he actually said that they decided to do it because nobody got hurt. You know,
I just wanted to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's the big thing.
Yeah, it's like if you look at it from a historic point of view, for example, it's of course bad that like this jewels from Napoleon, like worth millions of euros, got stolen, but. If you look at it from the more human side, nothing really happened. Mm-hmm. So this decided, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's why the internet actually loves it so much, you know, because it's something that, you know, it's a crazy event, but it's something that can be made fun of, right? It is actually kind of just hilarious because, yeah, nobody did get hurt and nobody will die of not, like, the Louvre not having these like jewels and everything in the crown anymore. It's just actually not that serious. It's definitely a first world problem. So it's just great for comedic content.
And what also strikes me very comedic, just to make the point I wanted to make before, is like, if you are the boss of a company, be like the boss of this company. Right?
Yes.
See, hey, look, here's this possibility we can use. And let's use it and get viral. Coming back to the comedic point behind the Louvre heist, it's also like you have this image in your head about people who like rob diamonds and stuff, right? It's like this Ocean's 11 type of people, like sharply dressed, very good looking gentlemen. And these were like, construction workers, or they looked like construction workers because of their outfits. And they just really went in, smashed a window, grabbed the jewels, lost a crown on the way out. I mean, did you ever lose a crown? Yes. What's going on there? And then they just, you know, got off, just jumped to a car and drove away, which is also unbelievably funny to me. And I think here is where you can get comedic, or where you can start creating comedy, because there is so much there. Because it's so, so plain simple, I could actually think about, reimagine how this, the planning went off. You know, I don't know, if you are some kind of business management company, whatever, for better processes, consulting, whatever, just, you know, reimagine you were the consultants of this Louvre heist group.
And how you would have done it better,
or how this went down. So you just plan to go in there and smash the window and grab the diamonds. Yes. All right. So here are some suggestions. Or if you are like, I don't know, there's so many components come into play. If you are an insurance company, you use this. If you are, I don't know,
a fashion store.
Yeah, the new autumn collection. It's like just these construction vests and stuff. Last minute Halloween outfits, as you said. Think about how this elevator lift?
It's the same. Just a lift,
the company used it, you know, with this idea behind if you need to get stuff done quickly. What else is there? If you, I don't know, if you are doing like instant or like fast recipes, for example, hey, it's so fast, you could like rob the Louvre and
seven minute recipes, like, you know, because it took 7 minutes. So I feel like also the number seven, again, as in our first trend, the number seven seems to be a big thing this week. A magic number.
I see this very, very comedic topic going on, and I would say, dear listeners, take it.
Yes, definitely.
See what I did there?
I think group... Yeah, take it. I actually did not see it, but now, you know, my brain is processing what you said and a bit slow. But thank you, Freddie. I'll take the chance and as we're already at 20 minutes, move on with our third and final trend of the week. And finally, I would say we have a more easily digestible trend because it's very simple. And the trend is called, or I call it, take it, trend, where creators are using Ariana Grande's song, Break Free. It's an older song, but a very popular song. And specifically the lines, if you want it, take it, I should have said it before. On and on and on, like however much or long you want to make the video. Mm-hmm. And while that song is playing and they're lip syncing to it, they're holding up their middle fingers to the camera, which I guess is just a gentle reminder for their enemies to fuck off. And it's obviously easy to participate and it's a catchy song. So yeah, that makes a great trend, I would say.
What was the line? If you want to take it?
I should have said it before. So people, like, imagine, like, if you want it, holding up your middle finger, take it.
Yeah.
Should have said it before. And you're like, take my middle finger. You know, like, fuck off.
Ah, all right.
Basically.
All right.
At so least that's again, what I feel like the trend is, you know. Maybe it's up for interpretations. But within the last, I think now many videos have been popped up within, like, the last 4 days, 3 days. Like, I've seen this a lot. And I think it is actually just as simple and straightforward as that.
Yeah, just lip syncing and holding up your middle finger.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, you could, it's easily adaptable as it is a trend, right? It has to be easily adaptable. And I mean, what do we make out of this? Of course, again, great way to deal with hate comments, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of these trends that you could elevate if you like make a smart twist.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about, for example, I mean, it's kind of negative.
Yes.
To be honest, I can see that if I would pitch it to some clients, they would say, "Oh, but it's very negative."
Actually,
and
also
we don't use negative words,
Freddie. Even if you have to pitch something to a client, I think it's too late for this trend.
Mm.
I think this trend is not something that will stick around like the other two trends. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're working in an agency or something, go ahead, pitch your ideas. Like this might still be relevant in 1 week, 2 weeks. This trend, I think it's easy, quick. If this week you need a little content ideas, like you said, hate comment, post this video, lip sync to it. And I would say you're done. I don't see...
Again,
Go ahead.
What do you don't see? Sorry to interrupt.
I just don't see how this would, you know, this specific trend would hold up for a long time. However, mm-hmm. I think it's more about, while why I'm mentioning this is it's more about a learning that we're taking from trends, you know. It is, again, easy to participate. Something that everybody can jump on. Something everybody feels like they have something to add to. And that, in combination, usually with a catchy song, a trendy line, or like just a phrase of a song that in the past has been super popular, right? But now just this specific part has become so popular again. And I think we can just take from that and learn how trends work and to become better at predicting what can become trends in the future.
Oh, yeah. At one point, we are this trend predicting podcast.
We hope to be one day. Yeah.
And then we will become rich and famous because we are the two people who are able to predict what will be trending on social media on some unknown social media platform that will just emerge in the future.
Exactly. We will see. Yeah, I'm glad you're optimistic.
Of course, I need to be because I'm on the microphone.
Yes, true. Well, now to your point, I think you wanted to add something before I interrupted you.
Yeah. It's this easily adaptable trend that is kind of maybe not negative, but excluding at the same time as it's including. You know, it's I am me, I am myself, I do as I want to do, so fuck off if you don't like it.
Yes.
And again, I'm always thinking about how could we use this for, you know, clients or if you are working somewhere where you need to generate content. You could, for example, use this trend as the person who don't understand it, right? Just work together, one person holding up the middle fingers and the other one actually want to offer you something you can take. And then you have like this little fight going on, for example.
Sure.
So yeah, it's one of these trends where you have to get be fast, as you said, Leah. Do it now or it's too late. And I think try to think about it like for 5 minutes longer than you would usually do. And maybe you can come up with something a little innovative, a little creative, a little special that will stand out in this sea of sameness.
Yes.
That and every trend generates, right? At one point. Yeah,
definitely. And just be a good lip syncer if you do it. Please do it right. And yeah, well,
if you do it right.
Yeah,
famous last words. Yeah.
Famous last words. And I feel like that's it for today, Freddie. So if you liked it, make sure to subscribe and leave us a rating, dear listeners, wherever you're listening from right now.
And follow us on Instagram at somesum.podcast, where we will share all the examples as reposts again.
And we'll be back every Tuesday. So see you next week.
Oh, hear you next week.
Yes. Every single time.
Every time.
Every time. Bye-bye.